Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding at the second line off the top of the Amud Amar Mar. Let's go back and review what we have learned in the Braisa, which tells us that, you know, v'hadarta pnei zakin, to show honor, to show respect to a zakin. A zakin is a person who's a chacham, can perhaps mean something a bit different than the way we understand it. Yochel yadrenu b'mamin, perhaps write him a check. You mahadir him by honoring him with a donation. How do you know? It means getting up for him. Perhaps it means monetarily. Talmud leimar takum v'hadarta. Take a close look at the pasuk. It says takum v'hadarta. So we connect the two ideas. We equate getting up to showing respect. Takum to v'hadarta. Ma kimo she'im b'chesaron kis. So just like standing up does not involve any monetary loss. Af hidur she'im b'chesaron kis. Likewise, the term hidur described in the pasuk denotes honor, personal respect, not something which is meant to cost you money. So hidur is equated to kima, which is not something which has an expense, really. V'kima leis boch is certain kiss. Who says getting up doesn't involve any monetary loss? Well, Mila Askina perhaps was speaking the Kanokim Marganisa. He's there, carving diamonds, okay? So stopping to get up for the chacham can cause him a great loss. A minute less of cutting diamonds can be a big expense. He has to get up and stop working for that moment. Ella says the Gemara, rather, we'll stop the other way. We have takum vihadart, right? Akish kima lehidr. We'll connect kima, getting up, to v'hadarta in the pasuk, and we'll say it like this: Ma hidur she'ein boi bitul, just like showing honor and respect isn't something which takes time, doesn't disrupt your activity, right? Because you could just show an honorary gesture. It doesn't involve actually stopping to work. Af kima she'ein boi bitul malacha, likewise, getting up does not entail work stoppage. Okay, so we learn from here that you don't stop your malacha to get up. Va'akish nami hidulakimo. So now we'll go the other way. Once we understand that just like hidur doesn't involve bit of malacha, likewise kima, so now if kima does not entail work stoppage, so inevitably there is no expense when you get up, right? So getting up does not involve chisar and kis. Af hidur she'im b'chisar and kis. Likewise, hidur described in the pasuk is not something which is meant to cost you any money. So now we know that v'hadarta means showing respect, showing honor, giving him kavod, but it's not something which is meant to cost you money. Mikan Amr, from here we learn that you don't stop work for this purpose. In Bali Umnoyos, people involved in some sort of trade, profession, busy working, they're not allowed to. They don't have to. In Bali Umnoyos Rashoyin Lamoid, Mnei Tamid Chachamim B'Shoa Shoyos Kima Malachtam. So they're not meant to stop their work for a Talmud Chacham. And Taisa says, either we're speaking in Rashoyin means they're not allowed to because they're employees, or according to the next Chantesis, even if it's his own business. And Ein Rashoy means you don't have to. Don't have to. It's not meant to cost you money. Really? V'loi? We have a Mishnah. In Bikurim, V'atanan, it says like this: Kol Balim Nuyos, Ein Dimipneyem. So the new guests, the new arrivals, bringing their first fruit, the Bikurim, to Yerushalayim, to Beis Hamikdash. The list is a very grand and exciting response. on account of the local Yerushalayim residents. So everybody stops in the middle of their work and gets up to greet the guests marching in with their Rikurim, V'Shoilim, V'Shleimim, and they greet them, V'Imrim Lahem, Acheinu Anshim, Mokim Pleini, our brothers, residents of such and such New York, V'Yachem L'Shalim, your arrival should be with Shalim. Clearly, you get up, even during work. Amar B'Yechanan, the answer is like this. If name Aimdim, you're right. You get up for the Bali Bikurim, but not for an ordinary Talmud Chacham. It doesn't justify work stoppage. If name Talmud Chacham, ain't Aimdim. And Amar B'Yisra B'Avin, Boy Ray, come take a look. Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. Look how precious is a fellow who's doing a mitzvah in its right way, in its right time. Look, Shavrim Epneim Aimdim. Everybody gets up, jumps out of their seats to greet the people bringing Bikurim, because they're involved in a mitzvah b'shata, and b'pnei Talmid Chacham ain't aimed. They don't even get up for a Talmud Chacham. So we see the greatness of a mitzvah b'shata. Bottom line is, we established that getting up for a Chacham does not entail chesar and kiss, and Bikurim is different. Says the Gemara of Dilma Shani Hasan. Well, you're telling me Bikurim is so precious, it's a mitzvah b'shata, and it's so much, it's even more, in a way, it's more precious than a Talmud Chacham. Basically, you have to get up for the Bali Bikurim, something which you don't do for a Talmud Chacham, if it involves work stoppage. Chaviva mitzvah b'shata, really, how do you know that's the reason? V'dil m'shani hasa, maybe the reason there is because dim ken, because otherwise, if you'll, just sit there passively, sort of ignoring the newcomers, maybe they'll feel bad. It'll be perceived by them as a condensating attitude on account of the local Yerushalayim residents who just ignore us and don't greet us, so maybe they'll be discouraged from coming again. So there's a special exception, special reason there. You can't necessarily prove this concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, that stands higher than a Talmud Chacham, Maybe when this reason wouldn't apply, suppose there are, people who don't have that issue with self-confidence. They're chash of people, they're known in the city, and they're not going to perceive it in a bad way, if people don't stop and greet them. So maybe then, even though they're involved in a mitzvah b'shata, there's no justification for getting up and cutting work. Okay, in any case, that's a side point, but bottom line is, we've established one thing, that it's all about getting up and honoring a Talmud Chacham, right? It's not about providing him monetarily, it's about getting up, being mahadar, showing him respect, and it doesn't have to involve chesar and kiss. In fact, a baal umnes need not get up. Amamar, what else did we learn that brayse yesterday? Getting up is only if it's a show of respect. But yachal yamed mepanav, beis hakise, beis hamerchatz. What if he's in these areas? Does one get up for a Talmud Chacham? The answer is no, because these aren't places that, are conducive to showing respect. It's not expected. It's not necessary. Really? V'loi? No getting up in a Beis HaMerchetz? V'ar Reb Chiya, Havi Yosef, Be'mos Chusa. Reb Chiya was sitting in the bathhouse. V'echolav, V'azl, Rabbi Shimon, Bar-Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon passed by. V'loi kame kame. And Reb Chiya did not get up. V'ikpit, and Rabbi Shimon was unhappy about that. And Rabbi Shimon came to his father. His father was Rabbi, Rabbi Danasi. And he complained about Rabbi Chiya. He says, Shnei Chumashim. Two-fifths. By the way, we call it a Chumash. What is a Chumash? It's a fifth. A Chumash. It's a fifth of the Chumash Chumash Torah. Chumash. So, I taught him two-fifths of Tehillim. Shnei Chumashim. Shanisi Levi Sabre Tehillim Le'amun Nipone. I taught him that much Torah. He didn't stand up before me. Vesu, you have another story, a similar case, Bar Kapara. Bar Amalek, some say it was involving Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was sitting by his chus in the bath. al va'azob Shimon Rabbi. Shimon came in, ulay kamakame, and he didn't get up in front of Rabbi Shimon. V'ikvot, and he wasn't happy about it. V'asam le'avoy, went to his father, and he says, Shnei shalishay shlish, two-thirds of a third, so basically two-ninths. Shanishay le'biteres kahanim, I taught him a chunk of, you know, the Sefer Teres Kainim, all the brises, v'liyamun v'panai, and he refused to get up from him. V'amaloy, so Rabbi responded, try to, you know, pacify him. He says, Shema bahen yeshu mahar, you know, try to appease him. He says, you know, maybe it's exactly why he didn't get up, because he was so busy thinking about the Torah that he taught him. So, perhaps it was just an appeasement, but Tosis actually brings that, you know, didn't have to say it this way. He could have said, you know, maybe he was learning, you know, thinking about learning, and he was preoccupied. Why do you specifically mention Shema bahen Yoshev Umahara, that perhaps he was actually engaged in reviewing the Torah that you taught him, you know, the Torah's Kana that you yourself taught him. So don't take it as an affront. Actually, it's an honor. He was busily engaged in the Torah that you taught him. So he just says that it was true, and he was Mechavan. He, you know, hit the bullseye. It was like a Ruach HaKodesh, Soyed Hashem Li Reyav, that actually he was sitting and thinking about exactly Torah's Kana. So in any case, that's how he appeased Rabbi Shimon. But we do see that it was expected. He was meant to get up even in the Beis HaMerchatz. Tamad ben Yeshem Mahar. So we excuse it because he was busy thinking and learning. Halav achi, but otherwise, lie. There would be no reason not to get up, even in the Beis HaMerchatz. And you told me otherwise. Loi kasha, it depends where in the Beis HaMerchatz. There were several compartments. Places where they were dressed, places undressed. So it all depends where you are. Habavate gavai, if you're in the inner, you know, rooms where you're undressed, it's not a place for honor. Habavate barai, as opposed to the outer rooms. And that's where he was sitting, and that's why it was expected, but he was preoccupied, not explained his behavior. Hachanam mustar, I'll prove that in fact is true, that he was sitting in the outer anteroom. The Amar Rabba, Barbachan, Rabbi Yechanan, how can we even suggest that he was learning? In a way, Samarachat. B'chal malkem mutal lahar. One may be mentally engaged in Limud HaTorah anywhere except unclean areas. Chutz Beis HaMerchatz, Beis HaKiseh, right? So how can we suggest that he was learning? No, maybe he was just preoccupied by learning. It wasn't premeditated. It was just, you know, circumstantial. He was so busy learning that even in the Beis HaMerchatz, his mind was just revolving around Divrei Torah. So you never know. Maybe he was in the inner rooms, and therefore, we can't really prove, in fact, that he was outside. But bottom line is, we do conclude that in the inner areas of the Beis HaMerchatz, where people are undressed, it's not a place of covet and honor. These halachas don't apply. But in the other areas, in the dressing areas where people are ready, lavush, then it's expected. And the Brisa continues. Yachal yatzim einav kimishal ayro'o. So perhaps it's permissible to close your eyes, turn your back when the chacham arrives, so that you don't have to get up for him. Atur b'rishi askinu. People are just trying to, you know, get out of a mitzvah. Why even discuss this? Ella, rather, the point of the pasuk is like this: Yachal yatzim einav mikami delimtai. You know, we're going to learn in a minute. When do you get up? When the chacham is in close proximity, in your, you know, four amas, that's considered like your personal space. So he has arrived. You have to get up for him to show respect. But let's say he's a mile away and you see him coming. Before the Zman Chiv has arrived, before the Chiv was triggered, the Chimata Zman Chiv, so that when he comes and he's close by, which would typically necessitate getting up, Holy Chazle, well, he's not seeing him. His eyes are closed. So perhaps that's okay, because he did it before he arrived. He's not seeing him, which would require him to get up for him. That's what the pasuk says, Takum v'yareisa, to address just that very fact, just that very circumstance. You see it coming? Don't avoid it. Tana v'lo tana b'raisa, on this same note, Eza hi kima sheish bo hidur. So we spoke about getting up in a way that it honors, it respects. When does that happen? It has to be nikar, it has to be noticeable. It has to be a personal expression. He has to be standing close by. that he takes notice, that he appreciates, that it's truly an expression of honor. Havi'aymer zedalat amis, within your four amis. Amar ma'ile amarnal b'rabi sheni muvak, this only applies to a regular rabbi. Aval b'rabi muvak, but if he's your permanent rabbi, he taught you most of your chachma. Mulayenav, you have to show greater respect. As soon as you see him, you have to get up. In fact, Abaye himself conducted himself in that manner. Mechihava chazile, once he saw the air, l'udnei, the air, the charm of the donkey of his rabbi, the Rav Yezev, the Asi that was coming, Abba Ka'am, he would ready to get up for him. Abaye Abba Rochav Chamra. Rabbi himself was riding a donkey. Kamask, and he was trotting along Aguda on the riverbank, the Nahar Sagi of this river Sagi. The Asi of Mesharish. Rabbanim, Bidachisa, there were Rabbanim on the other side. He like, come, he didn't get up for him. Amrlu, so he called out to them, V'lav Rav Muvakano, am I not your permanent Rebbe, your main Rebbe, primary Rebbe? Should be getting up. Amrlu, they said, well, sorry, we didn't, Lamadaitan, excuse us, we haven't really noticed, we didn't pay attention, of course we would have gotten up for you. But, as we learned yesterday, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, the Chacham should not overdo it, shouldn't take advantage. In fact, he should try to avoid burdening the crowd. Take a long way, take a roundabout route to avoid compelling them to get up for you. Menayin lezaken shleya triach tamlem zaken v'yareisa. Torah warns the zaken against burning the crowd. Om Rabbi Naktina, we have a Kabbalah. The Makif Chayif, in fact, he takes a longer route. To avoid that, he will live longer. Abaye Makif. Abaye would take a longer route, a roundabout route. Rabbi Zera Makif. Ravina v'yasa kameh, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ravina was standing in front of Yirmiyah v'difti. Chalaf ha'u gavrim kameh. This fellow walks by, without his head covered, which was an expression of, you know, chutzpah, lack of respect for the tzaddik. Omar, so he says, kama chutzav agavro. Look how disrespectful this fellow is. So this is Ravina speaking. Omar, so Rav Yirmiyah says, well, dimu mata machasinu. Maybe it comes from a mata machasinu, the gisbe rabbonim. They hang around with rabbonim, a lot of rabbonim in the area, and, you know, they're not so impressed when they see Rabbanim. So it's not necessarily a show of lack of respect. It's just, he's not really enthralled by the scene, and he doesn't realize that it's required. Easy when you daimer. If they save a talkum, I feel a call save a mashma. According to Easy when Yehuda, you get up even for a rosh ha-ma'aretz. Amar v'yechna, halacha, ki Easy ben Yehuda. In fact, that's how we paskin. You get up for a zakin, even if he's not a chacham. Even if he's an ha-ma'aretz. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan took it a step further. Havakoi mikame, here he would get up in front of Sabi Darmoy, an older guy. Why? Omar, he says like this, Kamar Patke, how many experiences throughout his lifetime did this fellow experience? Adu alayu dahani, how much harpatki, how many happenances? And Rashi says, Mikrois v'tzorais v'ro nisim mahar be'yomayivsim. Beautiful Rashi. Even a guy, you know, non-Jew. You know what? Once you get to a certain point, you start seeing the truth. How many miracles? How many happenances? Supernatural things that he see. He has life experience. And even though he's a guy, chacham b'goyim tam. You know, sometimes you meet even an older guy. They have what to say. They have what to say about life. And Rabbi Yochanan gave them respect. They realize, you know, ultimately it's the one above running the world. If they're honest about things, it's not about themselves and what they did and what they planned. It's all about Hashem running the world. There's a certain element of emunah and bitachon that typically even a guy would have once he gets to that stage in life and he achieves clarity and maturity. So Rabbi Yochanan would honor them and respect them. Kamar patki odo alayu dani. Rava make him loikoi. Rava wouldn't actually get up for them, but hidur avadu, he would do hidur like a gesture of respect. Abai yab yodol asabi. Abai himself would actually put his hand out to help the older goyim walk. Rava mishadu shluchi. Rava would send his shliach to do that. Rav Nachman mishadu gezoi. Rav Nachman, who was a relative of the nasi, would have bodyguards walking around next. He would send them to help the goy. But he himself would not degrade himself. Omar, he says, look, ilaf Torah, if not for the Torah that I learned, kamon Nachman bar Abi kibashukah, you can find many Nachman bar Abbas in the street. Basically, he wasn't giving himself credit. It was the Torah. It was in him that he was trying to preserve and to protect, so he would send somebody else to represent him in this. Doesn't need to get up for his Rebbe more than twice a day. Once in the morning, once in the evening. You know why? You can expect more to the Rebbe than to Hashem. You know, you greet Hashem twice, once in Shacharis, once in Arvis. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon. So therefore, the kavod to a Rebbe does not need to exceed that. So either it means tefillah in the morning and the evening and chamar v'ges go together, or it means the krishma shal shachar, the krishma shal arvis. May you say we have a kash on this. Reb Shimon lozer oimim v'nayish lezokish le'etriach. Like we just learned, the zokin should be careful not to burden the crowd. Tamalim zokin be a racer, right? We learned from that pasuk. Now, how many times is he coming in and burning them? Well, in any case, we're talking about the most twice a day. So why shouldn't he walk and have him get up? It's their basic obligation. He's not overdoing it. Oh, apparently they're getting up anytime throughout the day, and that's why the Gemara says, look, he should limit his appearances. He should, try to avoid burdening them. So clearly, they're mechuyev to get up, a limitless amount of times. Answers the Gemara, no, we're speaking about twice a day. Even so, that's their obligation, but he shouldn't necessarily try to, be mezaka them with this mitzvah. That's their obligation, and he has his obligation to minimize that burden. A chacham who refuses to get up for his Rebbe is called a rasha. He won't have a long life. I'll forget his learning. Shanem HaPasa says like this. V'toiv lo yil rasha. A rasha will not be zeicha to toiv. Toiv, of course, is Torah, right? Kil kach toiv nasati lachem. V'lo yarech yomim ketzel. Asher einenu yorei. V'lifnei lakim. And he won't have longevity. He's compared to a shadow which comes and goes. Why? Because he's not a yorei. Now, what does that mean? Meirazu. When we speak about fear and awe, well, in what context? So we have the other pasuk. Get up for a chazakin, get up for a seva, and then it says, so showing this expression of honor is linked to Yiras Hashem. So we see this Meira is referring to getting up for the chacham, and the fellow is not doing that. We'll have all those ramifications. Says the Gemara, but there are other places in the Chumash where v'yareisa is discussed. For instance, v'ema meras ribis, when the Torah warns against taking interest. Meras mishkal is warning against being dishonest in terms of the weights, in business. So why are we being, why? How do we know this pasuk? Because he's not yorei and family kim. I don't know, speaking about this type of lack of yira for a Talmud Chacham, maybe the other, he's violating the other things. Answer is, Rabbi Lezer, who taught us this lesson, Pnei Pnei Gomer. He focused on the word Pnei. He says, Asher Einenu Yorei Milifnei Halakim, and that's the same lesson that we have over here, Pnei, Seva Tokum. So a fellow disregards that, ends up in bad shape. Ibailu Bnoi Vuhu Rabbi Mau Lamed Pnei Ave. So let's say a father has a son, and the son happens to be the Rebbe, the teacher of the father. So now, father walks into the room. Does the son get up for the father? Well, after all, he's a son. But on the other hand, if anything, he's deserving of respect because he's the Rebbe of the father. Which way do we go? Tashma will prove it from the following story. To Amrele Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel turned to Rabbi Yehuda, who was a Rebbe of his father. We had this the other day in the Aflamet Beis. He actually corrected his father in learning. So Shmuel tells Rav Yehuda Shinnon, a sharp one, Kum mikam yavuch, he went to get up for your father. So clearly, even though he's his Rebbe's teacher, his father's teacher, he has to get up for him. Well, says the one, that's a different case. That's an exception. Shani Rabbi Cheskel, perhaps, you know, Rabbi Cheskel, who was Rabbi Yehuda's father, was outstanding in other ways, although not in Torah, but in Chesed, in Tzedakah, the Baal Masim Havas. So maybe that's different. That, you know, justifies his son getting up for him, even though his son is his Rebbe. I feel Mar Shmuel, even Mar Shmuel, Nami, he would get up for Rabbi Cheskel because of that. A special thing, because he was a Baal Masim. So there's no, you can't prove anything from there. It says the Gemara, if that's the reason, Elamaika Amrle, so why did Shmuel have to tell him to get up? It's obvious. You know, everybody sees, even Shmuel gets up for him, for Rabbi Cheskel, right? So why do you have to instruct Rabbi Yehuda specifically to get up? Hachik Amrle, you know why? He's trying to tell him something like this. Of course you have to get up for him, but you know, don't be concerned that perhaps it's going to be a show of disrespect to myself, to Shmuel, who was Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. Zimnin de Asim Achayra. You know, he might, one time it so happens that he might be coming from behind me. This is Shmuel speaking, right? You're sitting in front of me learning, and your father shows up behind me, and I don't notice him, so I don't get up for him, right? Still, even then, you know, you'll be the only one getting up, and it looks like you're sort of ignoring that you're Rebbe. You're growing me. Kum atmi kamei, you should get up for him. Don't worry about my honor and my respect. So bottom line is, we thought we had a conclusion to our Shiloh. We didn't really conclude. So the first question was, son is the Rebbe, does the father get up for him? Son is the Rebbe, does the son get up for the father? Now comes a new question. So let's say the son is the father's Rebbe. What about the father getting up for the son? Typically get up for a Rebbe. But here the father. That's why the father was a Talmud of the son. Does he have to get up for the son? Tashma, the Rosh Malevi. Ani eini kedai lamoid. Ipnei bini. I'm not supposed to be getting up for my son. The reason why I do it is because it's a show of honor to his family. My son married into the family of the Nasi. Elo b'nei mishum kovid beis Nasi. So because of that, I get up for him. Right? So I'm my son's Rebbe. I shouldn't be getting up for him at all. It's only because he married into the Nasi's family. That's why I do it. So we learn like this. He was trying to teach us something. Tama da'ana rabbe. Why am I not getting up for him? I'm only doing it because of the Nasi. Otherwise, I wouldn't, because I'm his Rebbe. But let's say he was be my Rebbe. I would get up for him, despite the fact that I'm his father. So we see the answer is yes. He meant like this. Truthfully, I wouldn't get up for my son. Even if he would be my Rebbe, I wouldn't, because I'm his father. I'm his father. Rather, because of the honor of the Beis HaNasi, I do get up. So the reason why I wouldn't get up is not necessarily because I'm a Rebbe, even without that factor. Simply because I'm a father, I don't get up for my son. But here it's different because of the Nasi. Here comes an interesting question. Iboilu, the Bnei Yeshiva wanted to know. Rachav kemahalach dami oiloi. Okay, so the Rebbe is standing in front of you, you get up. He's walking, get up for him. What if he's sitting and riding on a wagon, in a car? He's stationary. Which wouldn't necessarily require us to get up for him. It's like he's sitting. You don't get up in front of a Rebbe, you're sitting, right? But maybe he's not really considered like he's sitting. Because although he's in a sitting position, but he's in a wagon that's moving. He's en route. He's in motion. So it's like he's walking. You have to get up for him. Rachav, one who is riding on something. So he's in a sitting position, but he's riding. Kemahalach dami eloi, is it considered as though he's walking or not? Amar mai tashma, I'll prove from an interesting case. Tashma. Tame yoyishev tachas ilan, v'tayr oimid. So the pasuk says like this. A person who has leprosy, has saras, is tame, and in fact, his abode is tame as well. So let's say he's under a roof, He's in a house. He's in a room. He's under a tree. And he's sitting there. It says, Mechutz Machlam Shavoy, his place of residence, so to speak, is he's stationary. He's sitting in that place. And therefore, that place sort of assumes his identity. It relates to him. And it becomes Tameh and is Metameh, anybody found there. Okay, so he needs to be sitting in order to spread his tumah. But he's just walking by. It doesn't really affect the area around him. Okay, so you have a Tameh Yoshev Tachasilim, a fellow with Tzaras, sitting under a tree, V'tayr Eimed. And a fellow who is Tayr, standing there, under the same tree. What happens? Tummy becomes tummy because the tumah transfers. What if the tummy is Oymed Tachas Ilan? So the tummy now is standing under the tree, not sitting. V'tar Yoshev, and a fellow whose tar is sitting there, it's okay. He's okay, he's tar. Because there's no tumah being spread because the Metzer is not sitting. V'im Yoshev HaTummy, if the Metzer sat down, HaTar Tummy. Now the tar becomes tummy. Okay, that's part one of the Mishnah. And here comes the main part for us. V'chein, the same exact formula applies. You know, there is tzaras pertaining to a person, pertaining to his clothing, pertaining to his house. Be'evan amrugas, you have a stone of a home that has a nega. Same idea. Somebody's carrying the stone, walking by. With that stone, nothing happens. Until the fellow transporting that stone takes a seat. Well, what do you mean? The stone was sitting all along. No, we don't reckon with the stone. Stone is riding, although he's in a sitting position, so to speak. Stone is stationary, but when you're being transported, it's as though you're walking. There's no permanence. You don't check into the area until you stop. Until the person carrying that stone sits down. So what do we see? This teaches us that a ruch of something which is riding, I mean transported, like the stone, kemal of tummy, is treated like he's walking. Despite the fact that the actual rider, in this case the stone, is in sitting position, is in a stationary state. We don't care because he's being carried by something who is moving. Shmamina, that proves our point. A chacham riding on a donkey, in a car, etc., is considered kimahal of tummy and requires us to stand up for him. Iboilu, a new question was asked. Ma'u lamid, Pnei Sefer Torah. So we get it for a chacham. What about for a Sefer Torah? Rav Chilkiv, Rav Simon, Rav Loza, Amri, of course you do. Kalvo Chaymer, Pnei Lindeo, Aimdu, we get it for those who learn the Torah. Viponele, Koshkin, of course we get it for the Torah itself. Rav Eloi, Rav Yaakov, Rav Zavdi, Rav Yasvi, they were sitting. Chalafaz, who passed by? Rav Shemarabba, come in, they get up for him. Amuli says, you don't have to get up, unnecessary, for two reasons. Chada, number one, Da'atun Chakim, Ivan HaChavr, I'm much less than you. You are to me the Chacham, I'm just a Chavr, I'm, you know, a colleague. Va'oid. Some say a Chavr means a person who's, you know, on a level, but not on the same level as a Chacham. Oh, he's Nizr, he's Medachlik, but Mitzvah, right? We have a Lashon Chavar and Mishnayis many times. So, okay, I'm something, but not on your level. So that's number one. Number two, you were engaged in Talmud Torah. You were immersed in Torah. What are you doing getting up for me? V'oid klum Torah. You know, you're learning Torah. You're like, you embody the Torah at this point. You're attached to the Torah. You're fusing with the Torah. So it's like the Torah getting up for one who learns the Torah, me. Klum Torah imendes meidloim dea savak Rav Lezer. He was like Rav Lezer. Dam Rav Lezer. Ain't Talmud Chacham Rashi Lamid Bipnei Rabbi. A Chacham shouldn't get for his Rabbi Beshosh. Like I said, with everyone who's learning Torah, because he identifies with the Torah itself at that point. You can't just and light ala baya baya sort of applied a curse. He negated this halacha that it makes no difference. You're learning Torah, not learning Torah. You get up for the Talmud Chacham. Now the pasuk says, "V'ibitu achrei Moshe." This was in the midbar. They would gaze at Moshe as he was walking back home. Ad boyoy, until he arrived at his tent ha'ela. Was it a positive gaze or a negative one? So we have machlokes between Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nacho. Chadam al-Gnai, one interpreted it negatively, v'chadam al-Shmach, and one positively. Madam al-Gnai, the one that interpreted the Gnai, could easily, like the Medrash says, Rashi explains, the Gemara did not want to specify, very disrespectful attitude that they exhibited at that point. So he brings the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. I'll just read the words. Ru'u, come take a look. Kama avim shoykav, kama tzavari shamein. Look how big he is. Hakama shalani. It's all, we paid for it all. He's being supported by us. So it was a very disrespectful reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma'andam al-shvach, whereas the other one who interpreted it positively, Amar Chizke. So Chizke explains, Amar li Rav Chanina, Rav Dervo, Rav O, Rav Dim, Rav Chayfa. The reason why they were looking, standing and watching, is because Moshe had a title of Nasi. He was a supreme leader, and they were standing there waiting until he gets home. And only then can they turn around and go back to business. Because there are different levels in terms of showing respect, depending on the, on the madrega of the Chacham. Chacham, an ordinary standard Chacham, over, when he's passing by, so when he gets into your 4 Amah area, you get up for him. V'kivon sh'over dal damas, once he passes out of the dal damas, yoshev, he sits down. Avbet, head of the bezin, over passing by. Avbet, v'lefanav b'layenim, as soon as you see him, you get up for him. V'kivon sh'over dal damas, yoshev, once he passes out of the dal damas zone, you sit down. Nasi is the highest of all. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Like a king. Over, when he passes by, avbet, v'lefanav b'layenim, as soon as your eye catches him, you get up for him. V'ein yoshev, when do you sit down? Until the Chacham took his seat. Asheshev Mkaimai. How do we know this? From this pasuk. Shnemar v'ibitu achrim. Moshe was standing, gazing, watching Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad boyoy ha'oilo Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a nasi until he got home. He would stand and wait. And that teaches us some halachis regarding show respect to a Talmud Chacham depending on his level. Okay. So we discussed getting up and showing hidur and kavod for Talmud Chachamim. It doesn't involve chesar and kiss, it just means getting up, not losing at parnasa. Bikurim was different. Even in the Beis HaMerchatz, in a place where respect is in place, like the Batik Baroi, it was expected. One should not try to avoid getting up, like ignoring the Chacham as he approaches. At the same time, the Chacham should make it easier, should not be matriach the crowd. Some Amroim were even meticulous, even when regarding Gayisha as a Canaan. We have the Chiv of only twice a day. Now we have the two Shailas regarding the son who's a Rebbe. Does he get up for his father? Does his father get up for him? And then we concluded that the Rachav has a din of Mahalach. And we get up for the Sefer Torah, of course. And Abaye held that even the Chacham who's involved in learning has to get up for his Rebbe. And then we learned the three levels. Regarding the shear of getting up, Chacham, then comes the Abbezin, and the Nasi, like Moshe Rabbeinu, they watched him until he got home, and only then they turn around and resume business. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.